Welcome to Today and welcome to Death Valley Girls Podcast. I'm Bonnie and I talk to heroes about what excites them and we also talk about the mysteries of the universe. This week stars a very special witch, Sarah Potter. I've noticed Sarah's amazing bright and color-focused magical posts on social media and wanted to talk to her about how she uses colors and magic. Here we talk about that and way much more. And now, please welcome to your head and heart, Sarah Potter. Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming here. I guess will you start by saying your name?
Or the name? Hi, it's me. It's me, Sarah Potter.
Hi. Thank you for being here. Well, I'm a huge fan of yours. I guess mainly for this, I've noticed is that people come to give information that's needed right now. And I never know exactly why until afterwards. But that's just the way it happens. And I feel like something I noticed about you is you work a lot with color. And I was just curious if you could talk about that for a little bit.
I'd love to. Color is one of my most favorite things to talk about. I just think, isn't color the coolest? I feel like no matter where we're coming from, what age we are, everyone has a favorite color. And we all experience color in so many different ways. And through my work and my studies, I've gotten to understand how real the magic of color is. It's so validating and affirming because even when people don't understand that they're working with the magic of color, they are. And I feel like when I've helped people through readings or through workshops or rituals that involve color, it never stops being incredible and amazing to see people light up when we talk about the inherent energy present in each color, because every color holds this different vibration, the power to elicit an emotional response, the ability to enhance our manifestations and make our dreams come true. And so many of the colors that we feel attracted to or even repelled by hold the key to the energy and intention we're focusing on. So when you really dive into what's going on with color, I feel like you almost you understand yourself better and your place in the universe a little better, and everything just makes sense. It feels so magical.
That's so cool. I love that so much. I guess something I noticed recently is previous person that's been on the podcast, Olivia, who's a healer, I was like, I'm so sick of feeling everyone's feelings. Like, what do I do? And she's like, well, you are black every day. Like, you're just absorbing everything. Like, if you know, and I was like, what? I thought I was hiding. And then that just has been blowing my mind. So I'm so curious to know about different colors. And do you have a favorite color, or do you just like, is it different all the time, or how does that work for you?
Well, it is. I do have a favorite color. I always think of it as I think we all have a primary color that's with us no matter what, and then a secondary color that kind of shifts and changes. But my forever favorite color is pink. I just think it's such a lovely color, and I feel like it's truly one of the colors where if you think about neon pink or magenta, fuchsia, cotton candy, light pink, there's so many nuances of power within this one color. So I just think it's so lovely. It's the color of love, but it's the color also of compassion and acceptance. It's a color that mirrors the energy we put towards ourselves as well as what we bring out into the universe, into all of our great connections with other beings. And I always think about being a psychic and a healer. Everything that I wish to bring to my clients, to the people I work with, I also have to give to myself, or I can't be of my best and be of service. And I feel like pink really holds that reminder for me.
That's
So,
so cool. Do you have like different colors around your house, or do you have a lot of pink, or how do you use colors like in a like daily way, or just in a like how do you use it?
So I love that question, especially because I want to touch on what you said about the color black, because I feel like we reach for black as a protective color. It is a protective color. But if you find that you're absorbing other people's energy, I would very much recommend to you to work with the color white. And so it's so funny. I love that so many people think I live in this like rainbow universe, like that my home is just totally like prismatic technicolor. And I think in my mind, like my astral office is, but my home is white. And it's, I never thought, like if you asked me 10 years ago if I live in a home that was all like white, cream, beige with like a little bit of like a dove gray, I'd be like, whose house is that? But oh my gosh, like having my home, I want my home to feel like a cloud, like a sanctuary, like a lovely glossy bubble that I live in. And
That's
white,
yeah, sorry, but
right?
that's so funny. I actually yesterday was looking up cloud posters. So I was like, I have my house is all white too, and I was like, oh, I should put up cloud posters everywhere, just like
Yes. Oh, I love that. But see, you're already tapping into the energy that you inherently need, because I do feel like having that like white home, that lightness, it's going to help you kind of reset and refresh your energy and kind of wick away other people's stuff. And that's what I find, like, because I work from home primarily when I'm not doing events. And I just find that like white is a color that can really help us like reset, refresh. It helps me just feel like lighter and just kind of let go of all of that energy from readings and work. So, yeah, my home is like my little
No.
cloud.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I guess it's also not like stimulating in the way that maybe
Yes.
colors all have some type of, you have a reaction to them. So maybe white just like you can relax and breathe in.
Yes.
But yeah, well, can you talk about like your journey with like when you because I imagine when you noticed that you were psychic. And all of that stuff and how you learn to, use that, instead of maybe some people would be scared and not use it, or not
Yes.
everybody knows that they're a healer and to help people, but can you talk about all of that and how you got to this point of where you're helping people with your, gifts?
You know, so I've known I was psychic since I was a kid, but my relationship to those psychic abilities have ebbed and flowed and transformed over time. Because I think any gift can almost inherently be a little bit of a curse or a burden, depending on how you look at it. And so honestly, like being psychic as a kid, like mostly I found it to be pretty like joyful and effervescent,
Oh,
but
cool.
also it was something that I thought I was sharing with everyone. And I do believe we all have psychic gifts. I just think it's like how strong is it? How much do you nurture it? Like, and I feel like I am like my mom always says, like I have a very finely tuned fork. So I'm quite sensitive on that end. But I went through my times where I just wanted to be like how I interpreted everyone else was. You know, I think as we get older, we understand everyone has their thing. So maybe like I was dealing with being so sensitive and psychic, but everyone else was dealing with their own kind of burdensome gift, if you will. And And I remember being a teenager and crying to my mom, like being like, oh, I just want to be normal.
Yeah.
And now I understand, like, no one's normal.
Yeah,
And
totally.
we each have our things and our baggage. But, I feel like at some point it hit me that it's so much easier to just work with what I have and accept myself for who I am and what my journey is. And instead of fighting it and pushing it away or denying it, just lean all the way into it. And I feel like that's something that if we all embrace that and fully accept ourselves, who we are, we're not perfect. We are just trying the best we can on this human experience. It just makes life feel easier and lighter. And I truly believe that the acceptance we show ourselves can be mirrored to everyone else. And that just makes the world a much lovelier place to be in. It's freeing to accept yourself and to accept other people for who they are and where they're at. So, it's not to say we don't all have things we want to improve upon,
Yeah.
always growing and healing and understanding, but also just kind of being like, this is who I am. So
Yeah.
how can I support myself?
That's so cool. That it's so interesting. It just occurred to me for the first time that not like the reason why the world would be better if everyone was just truly themselves, 'cause I always felt that but wasn't really sure why, but it's like when you accept yourself, you accept others. Like, and that
Yes.
when you don't, you hate or dislike in others the things that you dislike about yourself, and not totally mirrored,
True.
maybe, but maybe the opposite. But whatever it is that self-acceptance equals full acceptance of everyone. And that's probably why that I just didn't think about it that way before. Thank you so much. That's so
You're
cool. That's
welcome. It's something I think about a lot, and I try to, I feel like when I show myself that, I can show it to others. And when I show others that, I can show it to myself more easily. It's all connected. It's all cyclical. And I think that, if you give yourself the power to be audacious and go after what you want, when you see other people doing the same thing, it's not challenging. It's abundant. It's generous. And it's that reminder of there's enough. And there's enough to go around, and there's opportunities for everyone. And we all bring something unique and beautiful to the proverbial table. And there's so much to celebrate within everyone. And I feel like celebrate yourself too. You're worthy of it.
That's so cool. Yeah, and I guess I think you could ask this of anyone, but like you maybe you didn't choose, but I'll just use that is you chose to like y use that as like, not everyone chooses to use their gifts to help people as their job. I guess can you talk about how that happened and when that happened, and how that's
Well,
grown, I guess.
I am a Virgo,
Oh,
so I
really? Me
do.
too. Okay.
Yay! Oh my gosh, we make the world go round. I think it's inherent in our
Okay.
nature, and I think, something that really motivates me is I want to provide something that the younger versions of myself didn't have, or think of it as like an homage to what I did have too, because I had some wonderful mentors in my life and magical guides who came through for me in different forms and ways. And I just feel like I had times in my life where I denied myself access to my own power. I felt lost or confused or incapable. And I don't want anyone to feel that way. It's such a horrible, isolating way to feel.
Yeah.
And to be, something that I love through my work in readings is being able to connect with people and talk about things in a place that's free of judgment, that just gives them the space to process and to feel, to provide advice and guidance and cosmic messages, to remind them that, you know, they're the ones who hold the power and they have options and choices and the ability to change. Because I think that when we lose sight of that, it can feel bleak, and we always need to have hope. And, you know, I feel really so inspired and excited to hold public rituals. And that to me is something where I want people to feel welcome to come join a full moon ceremony or an intention setting ritual to check it out, whether it's because they proclaim themselves as a witch and they want to meet other witches, or they're just curious and something is beckoning them to join. Whatever is bringing you to an event I'm hosting, I want you to come and be curious and ask questions and say hello and to feel that there's a place for you there. Because there have been many times in my life where I think I needed community like that and couldn't find it. So I just think it's really lovely when we create services or events or opportunities that we want to see in this world.
Yeah, that's so cool. I guess really quick, may I ask your moon and rising signs? Just
Sure.
because it's yeah, it just like you're saying, it's like you. I feel the same reason is why I make music is to like for the same thing you're saying that you do what you do. So it's just I'm like, was this a sign thing? Like, what's your signs?
Well, I have to say, I think music is truly the symbol of a divine, it's the divine presence being channeled through. So, and music, I think, makes the world a better, more feeling place. So thank you for doing what you do and providing that for us to enjoy and experience. Musicians are just incredible. And so, but when I tell you my top three, I think it's like, to be honest, I don't think I could do anything other than be a public facing witch. So I'm Virgo sun, Cancer moon, Sag rising.
Whoa. I'm Virgo sun, Cancer moon, and Libra rising, which is, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So that's so
wow.
Cool. Well, congratulations to you, because my Libra, like I can't do anything. I'm like, cannot make decisions. The scale, both sides weigh so much. It's so insane. Like, if it's not perfectly just for everyone, I can't do it at all. Like, it's a huge, it's a huge responsibility, to be fair. I wish I had some fire in there, but I don't, I just don't have any fire. But that's congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you know, my Venus is in Libra. That's why I have this pink hair.
Yeah.
I love that Libra placement, and I feel like
I have a lot of it. Like I have, it's like, it's just, which is funny, because I thought all of my weird stuff was because I was a Virgo, but it's not. It's not like this, like, it's just like I thought it was like a certainty that things have, you know, or like a too much information, but it's just like I don't know what's balanced. It's such a funny feeling to just be like, I mean, just not to get off topic, but it's like to not consider yourself above anyone else, because that's not balanced. So it's like a weird thing.
But you know what? I think like humility is a beautiful quality to embody, and fairness and being just and equal. And I mean, you probably like, hey, this is one of those, I think, like, is it a, like burdensome
Yeah,
gifts?
totally. Yeah, it's, yeah,
And
that, yeah. This is definitely like, I don't like disrespect it. I respect this quality in others, so I know that I respect it in myself, but it's very, very difficult.
I'm sure, but you know what? I bet you bring such a power to your band. Like, because I feel like to be able to see all sides and all perspectives, I mean, that is a
Well,
gift.
yeah, I guess for you too, this is like, I didn't know that that's not how everyone saw it. You know, like, you don't know that it takes a long, 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 long time to really feel that everyone's perspective is just their perspective, and they can maybe peek at yours, but they can't feel it. And like, I feel like I can fully see from every perspective and feel it, and it's a strange, you know, it's just funny. But I think you like, I think that that's almost like having like a psychic ability. You know, like, but it's just it doesn't seem as much fun.
Well, can I tell you something that I think is really cool?
Yeah, please.
You know who else has a Virgo sun and Cancer moon?
Who?
Keanu Reeves.
No way. That's
Yes. And
cool.
everyone loves Keanu. I love
He's
Keanu. So
he
we're
seems
in
like
good
a
company.
yeah, totally. He's like seems like a really he has a really great heart.
I agree. Yes.
You know, like he just seems like yeah, he seems like a really I don't know about anything else about him, but he seems like his heart is in the right place, and that's cool.
I completely agree. So,
That's cool.
I think we're a lovely little group here.
Yeah. So you can, thank you and good job to you. Do you hold or do you do like full moon ceremonies and stuff every month?
I do. I have a
And
partnership with a boutique hotel on the Jersey Shore,
oh,
and
wow.
it's so fun. I lead a ritual and I talk about the energy of the month, kind of what's going on with the moon and the stars and the cosmos, so everyone can feel connected and be like, oh my God, that's why I
Yeah.
feel that way. And there's
Yeah.
live music that backs me up, so I get to lead
Oh,
this
wow.
invocation and a meditation with a live band. And there's a pool and people, and it's heated up in the winter, so people can meditate and trip on the
Wow.
astral in the pool or just sitting around by the fire. But it's all year round, and we get to meet under the stars, and it's a beautiful place. And at the height of summer, we have like 350 people attending and
Wow.
meditating and setting intentions, and we're right by the ocean. I mean, I
That's
gotta say,
incredible.
it's the coolest thing I get to do, and so I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll be sure to, or I'll add that in the show notes so people that are out there can find that. That's super cool. Is it where is that in relation to what's it called? Or like, just where is that on the shore? I don't really know where the Jersey.
Sure. So it's in Asbury Park, New
Oh,
Jersey, which
okay.
is a
Cool.
really, if you love music, you know Asbury
Yeah, no,
Park.
I've
It's
been
such a
I
cool.
lived in New York for a while, but I just like I'm like spacing on where everything is right now, but
Of course. No, it's good. Well, you're always on the guest list if you want to come. I'd love for
thank
you to
you.
be there.
Yeah,
And
that
it's so
sounds so
cool. It's
cool.
such a it's such a powerful place. I love it. It's like a it's really sweet.
Well, I
Beach
don't,
town that loves music
yeah.
and magic.
I can't imagine the power of being in water looking at the full moon. Like, that just sounds like insane to me. What
It's
a gift.
cool. Yeah, it feels like it is not lost on me how special this opportunity is, and to be able to have a space where people can come and feel magical together. And I get to get out of the city and go to the ocean, and
Yeah.
it's lovely.
Yeah, well, do you mind talking about what's going on in like astrologically or moon-wise for this month, like March? And I don't know if
Sure,
this will be
yeah.
this might come out at the end of March, but still, it's good for people to know what's happening, even if it's what's just happened.
Right, I think so. It brings a little clarity and grounding.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I love this time of year because March brings spring. And
Yes.
so we close out Pisces season, which I feel like is such a deeply dreamy, intuitive, but very sensitive time. And then we begin again with Aries season with a little like this kind of like I think of it going from like the eldest sign of the zodiac into the baby of the
Yeah.
zodiac and starting over and kind of welcoming a little spontaneous energy. I think of it in tarot as like the Fool card, like diving into the unknown, like being a little impulsive, spontaneous, taking chances. And we have the spring equinox, it's Ostara and the pagan religion, and this time of rebirth and renewal and growth. And I think about in winter when everything is a little dormant and maybe sleepy or quiet or feels like nothing's happening, but everything has been percolating beneath the surface. And then spring hits and we start to see the little shoots of green begin to pop up and the signs of life and everything's waking up and all of the self-reflection and hermit energy of the winter, the lessons we've learned in quiet stillness can start to be put to practice and put to use with our next intentions. It always feels like the new year to me at spring. So I feel like,
Yeah.
you know, all of the cosmic signs that come through your dreams during Pisces season, like what's it telling you? What have you learned? What have you uncovered? What's been illuminated? And what are you going to do with it? Because Aries season provides a time to, I don't know, just do something. So,
Yeah.
and start again. So I think it's like just a great time to, I always think seasonally is a good time to take stock and refresh and clean out the old and invite in new energy. It's a wonderful time of year,
Yeah,
kind of.
that's so cool. Yeah, this is the first year for me where I really understood winter, like in a true, because I was like, I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. Like, what? I don't get
Yeah.
it. What is it even? What? Why? And then it's like,
Yeah.
well, you need it all. Like, you need each season. You can't just have spring, fall, and summer. Like, you need winter. And the idea of
That's
that, like,
true.
the solstice is like a like the beginning of more light instead of, you know, like I always thought it was like, is everyone celebrating darkness? But it's like they're not. They're celebrating like the light gonna come. And I just think that's so cool.
Yes. Me too. And you know, I feel like if we're always going, and always manifesting, and always producing, and always doing something, we lose sight of what happens in the space in between and what we could miss when we don't sit still and we don't rest. And we all need to recharge and we all need to press pause and maybe press pause for a little longer. I feel like it really is like the darkness helps us appreciate the light or to see what maybe isn't seen. You know, it's like when I feel like when you close your eyes and listen to a song, sometimes it makes more sense.
Yeah, totally. That's really cool to think about it that way. And do you, I guess this might be like not an important question, but do you use colors seasonally or is just like,
I do.
okay.
Yes. Absolutely. I feel like, you know, I do. I really believe in trusting your intuition when it comes to a magical practice and
Yeah.
noticing like what you feel attracted to. But there are totally different colors that I use for the different sabbats or the different moons, or I find that I think like nature gives us the greatest energetic color palettes, but
Yeah.
I do find that as spring is approaching, I'm thinking about yellow with this like energy of the sun and green. It's like, how can you not feel the energy of green this time of year?
Yeah. And I guess how do you use color? Like, do you in your like readings and stuff, do you have stuff for people to look at? Oh, sorry, my dog is sh just shook on the
Oh, hi.
Mommy.
Oh my gosh. Welcome. You're so sweet.
Bobby, lie down.
Ah, I
Yeah,
love it.
do you have stuff that you show people, or do you ask them to bring colors, or how does that work?
Well, we can work with color in so many different ways. I feel like, to me, like I see the world in different colors, sometimes that are intangible or invisible,
Yeah.
but even through talking about what's going on, there's a color that I can provide almost as like a prescription, if you will, like
Yeah.
a healing, like, okay, so this is how you're feeling. This is what you can bring in to bring balance. These are the colors you can work with to get yourself to center or to set that intention or to kind of bring in what's missing. I also love to use color oracle cards or,
Oh, cool.
back in the day, I used to use color paint chips from like the paint store, and I would cut
Yeah.
them up and like work with
Yeah.
them intuitively. But I love doing color meditations and color visualizations. We can experience color on that energetic astral way, but we can always also use that color in our adornment, how we dress, the foods we eat. Just so many different ways. If you
Yeah.
if you're into makeup, I love painting my nails, so I love using nail polish as a way to enhance the magic of color. But it's such a creative medium, so you can
Yeah.
bring it in little ways or in big splashy ways, like through your home or painting a wall if you really want to go wild with it. It's just
Yeah.
like, a little or a lot, it's still powerful.
Yeah. And when you do readings and stuff, do you feel that you are like connected with your guides or the other person's guides, or is it not that at all?
I find that I'm able to connect with my own guides as well as the other person's guides, and
Okay.
all come together to provide the messages that need to come through.
Oh, cool. And do they communicate with each other?
That's a great question. I kind of feel like both sides are communicating with me,
Okay.
but we're all coming to that
Yeah, okay.
astral
I
table
mean,
together.
yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
but that's
cool.
good. I'm
And
going to pay more attention to that and I'll let you
okay,
know.
cool. And like, I guess I mean, this is a funny question probably to you, but I don't think to anyone listening, but like, do you know who your guides are? And have you all, like, can you talk about that? Like, knowing who your guides are and such?
So this is the thing that I've learned from work. We are humans and we want to understand everything. We don't like the unknown. But I think there are some things that are just beyond our concept of cognition and understanding, that it's just like what's happening in other realms and other planes. I just don't think we have the capacity or the knowledge or the language to understand what that reality is.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who's questioning everything. So, like, I want to know, but I accept that there's just some things I won't know until I ascend to these other planes of dimensions.
Yeah.
But I have done a lot of work to get to know my guides and understand who they are. And some of them are family members of mine that I knew in this lifetime. And others are more astral beings that I don't think were ever human. And I find like they all have a place on my team and they
Yeah.
all provide this love and support and guidance. And there's animals on that team as well.
Yeah.
There are beings that just aren't human. it's very cool. And we all have these teams that are here to guide us and help us find the highest good and reach our potential. And I just think it's lovely to know that you aren't alone and that you're guided by this beautiful team.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I guess I just, as someone, I guess, kind of new to this, like I completely feel guided. I completely am totally aware of that now, and it's coming through more and more every day. And so, like, it's just the coolest thing, and it's the coolest thing to see that, finally feel that. But I am still like, who is it? Who are you? Like, and yeah, I guess I just was curious if other people have more of a like, if you call to certain ones, or if you, or how you call to them, or how you, stuff like that. Like, how do you contact them? Or yeah, I guess those questions.
Well, and I do call to certain guides in certain situations, and all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is start the conversation. This is the thing. I think people can get too precious and too perfectionist. And sometimes you just have to start because nothing's going to be perfect and nothing can be completely ceremonious. I think things happen, life happens, we have to work with it. And really, what you need to do is do it. So just start talking. And I do believe that. I mean, these guides are here to help us, so they're happy to help. And just ask questions and let the answers flow naturally and easily, free of judgment. These are lifelong connections. These are beyond lifetime. So you have all the time in the world to get to know them, but just start talking and listening, and you'll get every answer you need.
That's so cool. And do you feel like, so I just totally lost my train of thoughts. I just went on like five
It's
other
okay.
things real quick, but
I love that.
yeah, do you feel like we choose each time that we're like a human? Or do you, like, what do you think, what happens there? Why are we humans this time, do you think? Why do you know why souls incarnate?
I ask my cat that all of the time
Okay.
because I think I have a little black cat, polystyrene.
Oh,
And I
great
think,
name.
thank you. We're big music lovers in my house. Because I think Polly has the greatest life. Like, she truly does. And she's definitely here. I think it's funny, like, she's here to take care of me, but I do my best to, take care of her, and anything she wants, any desire, I make come true for her. And I sometimes will look at her and I'm like, how did I get so lucky to share this life with you? And then I look at her and I'm like, how did you get so lucky to have this gorgeous life that you have? And I'm like, and I gotta tell you, I don't know. I really don't know. And I think it's something that it is funny. Like, I feel like I had a lot of existential crises as a very young child. It's so wonderful. My mom, Cancer Sun, Cancer Moon, she provided so much spiritual guidance for me and encouragement and understanding and sensitivity. And I feel like, I would ask her these big existential questions at such a young age, and like why am I here? And I think this is one of those things that as humans we just don't understand. So maybe it's not why we're here, but what are we going to do while we're here? And that's where we can focus our energy and intention.
That's cool. That's fair. That's fair too. Yeah,
Hehehehe.
no, that's funny. I'm just like, I guess, in the phase of like, What's it called? Surrender, like deep
Yes.
surrender. And it's really, really cool, but it does beg the question, like, are we here to learn or should I be like having a little bit more fun? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think when you, yeah, I'm just in that place of like, yeah, like the, where I know it doesn't have to be one or the other, learn
Yes.
or have fun, but that's
It
just what
all.
yeah. And so wait,
Yeah.
just if it's okay to ask about your mom, she believes in like she nurtured this, you know, sometimes people don't believe in this stuff. She like believes in and I don't know what the right words to use are, but she's connected to you in this way as well.
Absolutely. And I feel like she really helped me understand, I feel like, big lofty concepts and provided this love of and love of spirituality or this this curiosity. She helped me understand my views on death, because death was never scary. It was just seen as a transformation or a transition, and helped me understand rituals around death and mourning and communication with spirits and how we keep these relationships going. And
Wow.
anything I saw or experienced, it was never like, no, you didn't. It was just, she always met it with curiosity. It was just like, tell me about it. Like, tell me about the dreams you had. Tell me about the spirit you encountered. And I was always met with encouragement and love. And even now, it's so fun. Like, she'll ask me about, like, I'll be telling her, like, you know, about like a psychic experience or a spirit that I encountered. And she's like, and she asks great questions, and it's so cool. I love that part of our relationship. And even
Wow.
something like, you know, I think some of us, like, we have the people in our lives that we call, like, when we're feeling distressed or curious or confused. And like, a really funny favorite recent moment that I had was, it was in my apartment here in New York, and my, like, Polly was seeing a spirit, and she was seeing this, she was seeing a bird. And it was something, because, like, you know, we have like a window out and there's like trees and we live on the park. And she loves like pigeons. Like, every day she sees a pigeon. It's like the first pigeon she's ever seen. And she gets so delighted and excited and chatters. And then there was one day I was working and I look up from my desk and she's facing inside and chattering away at a bird. And I'm like, and then I like called my mom and I was like, Polly's chattering at a bird, and like, it's a spirit bird, and I can't see the bird, and I don't know what's going on. And my mom's response was like, why do you need to know? Like, that's Polly's spirit friend. That's a spirit that's here for her. And I was like, oh, like, I was just like so frustrated. And I was like, well, I want to know what's in my home. And I was like, I know all the other spirits in here. I don't know this one. And I was like, and my mom's like, it's okay not to know. And I was like, but like, I was like, what if it's a vulture or like a buzzard? And she's like, I mean, what if it is? And it's like kind of just like that reminder of like surrender and kind of releasing control. And it wasn't anything bad. This, and it's true. This was something that was here for Polly, not for me. And then I kind of like, but you know, like I said earlier, I like to know things. So I was like, I'm gonna see this spirit. And then, like, maybe it was like 2 or 3 weeks later, I saw it, and it's a sparrow. So it's the spirit of a sparrow that comes in to visit Polly, and it flies around, and she's like, she loves it. She just chatters away. And it was just like, so that was kind of fun. Like, I love that I can call my mom about all my kind of psychic frustrations, or,
That's
you
so
know, when I need a
cool.
little extra support, and she just meets me where I'm at. So
That's amazing. That's so cool. I guess you're saying like you live, there's other spirits that live in your apartment.
Yeah, they're cool. I like to think that, I like to think, and I mean, we're all coexisting. I don't think that all of them are like working with me per se,
Yeah.
but we're all there in this house and in this apartment, and I enjoy them.
Yeah, no, that's cool. You don't, I think that that's super cool. You don't normal or you don't hear that a lot. Like, I think it makes people super uncomfortable when they feel another spirit in their place, which is, I guess is weird, is even
Yeah.
weirder than being okay with it.
I get it. I mean, I grew up in an old home, and it was funny. I got to know all the spirits in that house from when I was little, and like some of them I was a little like freaked out by, but then I got used to them, and like of course you're like a kid,
Yeah.
but like also, but some of them weren't free because again you're a kid, so you don't have these like preconceived notions necessarily, and I remember when I went to college, that was the first time I lived outside of my childhood home, and I missed the ghosts. Like, I just remember like being in my dorm and just being like, oh, like I don't have like my
Yeah.
spirit friends here. And I remember being like, wow, like I am so weird. Like
That
that
was
was the first thing. I was like, I miss the spirits and the ghosts of my home.
you know
And
what? Oh, sorry. No, I think that that's, I wonder if that's how a lot of people feel without being able to name that that's what they're missing. You know, like a lot of people when they move away
Yes.
feel so lonely. And that might be a huge part of it, is just these. This energy that you didn't even realize was surrounding you is no longer surrounding you. Sorry, but
Right?
go ahead. That's crazy.
No, I think that's very insightful, and it's fun. Like when I go visit my mom, I also visit the spirits that are there, and it was
Yeah.
really cool. I was down, maybe it was like a month or two ago. I was visiting my mom, and I did some readings while I was there, and they were making their presence known in the readings, and my clients could see it too. And I was just like, oh yeah, like that's the old lady that lives here. Like she's great. I was like, she's seen me in every iteration of this. So I love
Wow.
that she's like coming through, and it was really cool. It's like I really do feel like they're part of my family, and I liked it. Like, I was kind of like joking around with her and saying like, can you believe me now? Like, look at where that angsty teen wound up. And it feels good. So
That's so cool.
I think that like through theater and like, or like the theatrics of movies and TV, people think like a haunting or a spirit or a poltergeist is like a bad thing, because like that's Hollywood. Like we want
Yeah.
stories that are like, okay, like I don't
Yeah.
know, like spirits that all get along together. Like that's a different type of like, spirits that get along with the family. Like that's a different type of a vibe. But then like look at Beetlejuice. Like that
Yeah.
couple was like delighted by Lydia, and
That's
to me,
true.
like I think that's far more like what it actually is like to live with spirits. And
Yeah.
again though, I just think we as humans have a hard time with the unknown or trusting
Well,
what we don't like see. And
yeah, I guess, sorry, but just like even another question that is the same as just like I'm a human wanting to know is, do you get the sense that they're just still living in their time and it's just overlapping with the time that you're experiencing reality? Or what's your sense of what's happening?
I am curious about that. And from my understanding, it's like, again, like I don't think that we get what happens when we transition into the next realm of existence. But to me, it does kind of feel like almost the soul energy splinters and can exist in different times and spaces and iterations. But I also think time is a construct. Time, I think, is removed and not experienced in that linear way that we do. So I do feel that I've encountered spirits that just like they're not trapped in a place, they just enjoy it and they're existing, and it's cool to see.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's super cool. Thank you, 'cause it's I definitely think there's the whole range is there are some where you can totally sense that they're like mad, and then there's most of them are just like there. But to me, it's hard to understand because I don't, think time is linear. So it's like, is that just a piece of them that remains? Is it just like energy that remains? Like, I don't know. Just keep me posted if you
Yeah,
learn anything else.
I will. I'll keep you updated on all of my studies and findings and experiences because it's something that fascinates me too.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I guess before we wrap up, is there anything, do you have anything coming up or any messages you want to tell the people of the podcast or just the entities of the podcast? I don't want to exclude
Ooh,
anyone.
yes, all are welcome here. Well, I hope that if you're in on or near the Jersey Shore, you'll join me on the full moon ceremony at the Asbury Hotel. I also love to travel to do rituals and to share the magic of tarot and color. So if you follow me on Instagram, it's I am Sarah Potter. I'm always sharing my events and rituals. And if you want me to come to where you are, I will. So just invite me. So I'm always just looking for new places to get magical. And don't question if you're magical. You are. So if you feel curious about attending one of my events, accept the invitation and come through.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for coming here. So fun to meet you, and I hope I get a meet you in real life soon.
Thanks for having me. I know we're going to meet.
Yeah,
Our
for
paths
sure.
will cross.
Yeah, well,
Yes.
thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.